Welcome to Rushly the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Daryl Green, master coach, coach trainer, and lifestyle coach. Welcome, Daryl, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you having me.
No problem. All right. So I'm going to get right to the question. My first one is, how do you combat obesity, depression, and anxiety from a man's point of view?
Oh, man, that's a multifaceted question. But to keep it simple, it's really in the routine and structure of my week. And something that I preach to my clients that I work with, but really my football players and the kids that I mentor, is really just setting the tone for the week by having a structured schedule. So the main reason most people are obese or don't have a solid eating schedule is because they don't meal prep or they don't prepare for their meals throughout the week. So I spend my Sundays meal planning, meal prepping. I also spend my Sundays organizing my daily tasks for the week, making sure that everything from waking up to going back to sleep, from meetings, appointments, classes, things of that nature, I make sure that all of it's organized and in sync. So that way I have a game plan when it comes to depression and anxiety, that self-care time, and which falls right into having structured time to take care of self. And typically being an entrepreneur or being a coach, you know, we get bogged down with a busy schedule, you know, really trying to be there for each and every person that we're impacting. And that usually throws us off. So without a game plan, that means self-care time kind of goes on the back burner or not at all. And so just making sure that staying on P's and Q's with the schedule and the structure, that makes sure that I make time for my meals, make time for my workouts, make time for my meditation, my praying time, and just taking care of self when the time presents itself.
That is great. I love that. I love that. Because, you know, at times, you know, when if people don't have a structure or they don't have a schedule or however that they decide to do it, and they just doing things from day to day just out of a whim, then you get lost. And even if it's for good, because you don't even know what you're doing, you know, day after day, on week after week. So it's good that you realize that. And then, you know, I always say that we can heal ourselves in so many ways. And not saying we don't need doctors. I'm not saying that. But we do have the power to heal ourselves. And so that's great that you recognize that and that you apply that. So especially the self-care, because that is something a lot of us put on the back burner because it's not, you know, we don't think it's important because it's us. Because we're so busy serving other people, helping other people, be there for people, that we just neglect ourselves. So I'm so happy to hear that that's how you have it set up. And I know that will help others too. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, great, great. Now, the other question I have is, I want to ask you about the Leukemia Awareness Warrior Foundation. So if you can just share that briefly.
Okay, so I have a foundation. It's called the Grindheart Foundation. Back in 2015, I donated bone marrow to a young man whose name is Trent, and he was 13 at the time. He was suffering from leukemia, and I had got matched with him through Be The Match Registry, and I got flown out to John Hopkins Hospital, had the procedure done, and we had to wait a year or so to meet each other. But how I did it, my freshman year in college, you know, going into our cafeteria after baseball practice, there's a group of ladies that is from Be The Match Registry just asking, like, hey, would you like to get swabbed? You know, you might match with a kid or somebody that needs a bone marrow transplant. And at that time, I mean, I was studying exercise science and anatomy and everything in school, so I was familiar with it, but I didn't really think I would get matched with somebody. You know, it was kind of like a one in a million type chance that I would get matched with somebody. And that was in 2013 lo and behold, 2 years later, I'm sitting in my dorm at the football practice, studying, knocking out some homework, and I get a call from the lady who I met 2 years prior, and she was letting me know that I did get matched with somebody who was suffering from leukemia, and at that time, it was a life or death situation for him. It was something that we needed to do right away. So within 2 or 3 weeks of that phone call, I was getting flew out to D.C. to get that procedure done, and which actually helped him. He went on to live till he was 20, about to be 21. Sadly enough, we actually just buried Trent about a month and a half ago. He his leukemia came back, and he has a rare form of leukemia. So it hit him again. And this time he wasn't able to overcome it, and it took him this time. So us and his family, when we met and everything, we still grieving and still going through the process of getting through it. But that's why I call myself a leukemia awareness warrior. Is myself,
okay.
You know, I donated bone marrow, did what I could to save a life, and now I just let people know, like, hey, beat a match registry is a thing. It's a real thing. When, you know, so many times, you know, we hear about, oh, donate blood, it may save a life, or like I was just walking through a cafe and it was like, hey, get swabbed right now, you might get matched with somebody to save a life. And you hear that, you hear that so often, and just it goes in one ear and out the other. But this is a real thing, you know, and typically until someone near and dear with us is hit with cancer, we kind of blow it off. You know, it's like a whole, oh, yeah, I'm sad to hear it, but you don't really have that moment to show the empathy until you're involved in somebody's process of healing from it, fighting it, overcoming it, maybe getting hit with it again, beating it again, back and forth through the hospital and everything. And so to be a part of that journey with that young man definitely shaped and molded pretty much what Grind Hard was all about. Basically, I formulated Grind Hard itself that following year after I donated the bone marrow to him, because what happened, basically the next 8 to 9 weeks of recovering from me donating bone marrow, I fell behind in school, basically flunked out because, you know, the first 3 weeks or so, I was using a walker. I had my handicap tag in my car because I couldn't really get around campus. So I wasn't able to go to classes anymore. So I was getting a lot of work emailed to me. And I'm not a virtual online student. I'm a person that really needs to be in class, getting some hands-on.
Right.
You know, that's me. And so I fell behind. I was already taking like 16, 17 credits. And I tell anybody that's taking a science major in college, kudos and respect, because we all know that's a huge challenge. College is tough overall, but them sciences, that's a whole nother beast right there. And so when I fell behind, I ended up flunking out. And so out of that came my entrepreneurship. I had already started training, and I was already certified in college. And I wasn't really trying to step into entrepreneurship until after I graduated, of course. And so when that happened, I had to kind of, you know, lace up my boots, you know what I'm saying, pull the reins tight and get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't,
That's
you know,
great.
I couldn't create a pity party for myself. And so, that's why my colors are orange and black, because orange is a leukemia awareness month, which is actually coming up in September. So that's actually next month. So we got some events and things planned at my facility in honor of Trent. And my foundation is planning an event for leukemia awareness next month as well. And so he's definitely a pillar. His story, myself, you know, saying just enduring that process of afterwards and everything, but really just getting involved in his process. Grind Hard was definitely built off of that whole experience of putting somebody else's life before myself and becoming an influencer and an impact for him, because a year later, once we met, we stayed in consistent contact and communication with each other. So it was a journey.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You have shared so much, and I'm sure others that bring awareness to others. And like you said, that most people think about blood, you know, and just to, you know, that you decide to do that. And how you know, that you just don't know what's in store, you know, before you when you step out and look outside of yourself. So I'm really proud of you and what you have done. So that is great. That is great. That
yes,
is
ma'am. I appreciate
wonderful.
It.
Yes, yes. Thanks for listening to Wrestling the Revenue podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
I am Donna D. Mooring, Wrestling Through Revenue podcast, and we have a special guest, Daryl Green. I'm going to continue with the questions. The next one would be, did you find after your weight loss, depression and anxiety that you was able to sleep better?
So, yes. So I'm come from the other spectrum. So I guess I could speak on it on both sides. So working with clients that aims are to lose weight, I've worked with plenty of men and women who needed to lose weight to get off their diabetes medicine, get off their high blood pressure medicine, things of that nature, basically to save their lives. I've definitely seen the progression and the improvement of their sleep patterns, basically less stress because now they have more self-confidence to be more productive each and every day, because now instead of the exhaustion feeling at the end of the day, or if they had to travel a little bit, they got more energy now. So that impact from now being healthier, having a plan to meal prep and take care of their bodies, now they're getting to bed sooner because they're not staying up late watching TV and eating foods and snacks that they're not supposed to. And in myself, I come from the other spectrum of, instead of having to lose weight, I want to put on weight. I actually watched both my parents deal with high blood pressure, diabetes, and my mom deal with congestive heart failure, and both of them needing a CPAP machine to help them because they both suffer from sleep apnea, my grandmother included. And once my dad had lost 110 pounds and everything, he was able to come off his CPAP machine. My mom losing 56 pounds, almost 60 pounds. She was able to come off of her high blood pressure medicine, things of that nature. And thus I saw their sleep patterns increase. Basically, it changed their lives. I tell people
great.
All the time, you know, your body needs that rest. And honestly, the more rest that your body needs, 7 to 8 times out of 10 is because the toxins and things that your body needs to rejuvenate from or release through your sleep. A lot of people who actually have healthier diets and things like that find themselves having to sleep less because that sleep is more efficient. Most people who need that 8 to 12 or 13 hour sleep nights is because your body needs all that time to fully regenerate itself and actually cleanse itself. But when you're actually living a healthier lifestyle, things of that nature, you are typically able to sleep. And I'm not saying you just get to stay up 24 hours every day, but you get to sleep less and wake up earlier because your body didn't have that efficient sleep. And that's the big difference. And just improving sleep patterns and things like that is just improving your productivity and things, and especially your health. Because the more time you have in a day, you can get more done. You can take more time to plan, to prepare, which typically, like I said earlier in the podcast, that's what throws us off most of the time, is not having that plan. And if you don't have a plan, you're definitely planning to fail.
I definitely agree, because I know when I was a child and when I was depressed a lot, that when I got sleep, I felt so much better. Also, as far as the weight loss, like I've been losing weight and I noticed my sleep has improved even more. So yes, that do make a big difference. And so I'm glad that you shared that with us, from you working with your clients, but also yourself too. So thank you for that. Now, my other question is, what recommendation would you share to begin the process of getting rest and sleep to heal?
Okay. Yes, and it's, and I'm preaching to myself first. I always tell people
okay.
the advice I give to them, I typically give to myself. It's really, I would say, I would recommend finding what's the thing that you can do without or do less of that wouldn't take away from your productivity or your livelihood. And I say that to say this, that even with myself, and I use myself as an example, like right now I'm on a 75-day challenge where I had to work out twice a day, take daily pictures, drink a gallon of water a day, and things like that, and stay consistent 75 days straight. And mm-hmm. what that does is it forces me to get my routine and my structure even tighter. My thing is, when it comes to planning to rest, you got to take some stuff off your plate. And for me, that's my hardship at times, is I know I need to rest more. So with me doing so many things that's involved with the community or with the kids, things like that, it's like, man, I don't want to tell this group of kids I got to start seeing them less because I need rest. Or if I start seeing them less, but I'm seeing these other kids more, I don't want nobody to feel favoritism and things like that. Or I don't want to shun my football team because I need to get home quicker. Or I don't want to shun my kids and my foundation because I'm trying to get home quicker. So what typically happens is you gotta ask yourself what can come off your plate or your table to make more time for you to get rest. And honestly, what I believe a lot of people are finding out now is even when they're getting rest, that's still not helping them deal with the depression, the anxiety. So outside of what can come off your plate, you have to ask yourself, what are ways that you can deal and tolerate your stress? And that goes through what I said earlier, planning time for self-care. You know, you got to make sure that you're making time to actually take care of yourself. Like myself, I do massage therapy. I go to the chiropractor. For me and, us getting our haircuts and getting groomed is some self-care time. Also, I have a little nephew. So just making time for family, because I'm a family-oriented person. So the things that helps me to rest and relax and calm my nerves, I've started making sure that I put more of that time into my weekly schedule. Instead of just being on the go, 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 I'm planning that sit still time and enjoy family, or that sit still time and groom myself and relax. Resting don't always mean let's add another 4 or 5 hours to our sleep.
Right. Yes. Yes. That is true. Yep. That is true. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. A lot of people be like, oh yeah, I need to rest more. I need to get 8 or 9 hours of sleep. I'm like, yeah, but if you still get them 8 or 9 hours of sleep, but you having a stressful day and you on the go mm-hmm. all day with no moment to breathe, if you're not eating all day, if you're barely hydrating
right.
all day, that 8 or 9 hours still won't be efficient sleep. You'll still find
right.
yourself with low energy levels, high blood
yeah.
pressure still. And the first thing you'll say is like, well, I've been sleeping 8 or 9 hours, coach, what's wrong? I'm like, well,
right.
it's not efficient. It's not efficient
right.
8 or 9 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. I'm so glad you shared it, because it's a package. You just can't
yes.
just get, 8 hours or 9 hours of sleep or whatever that you require. You know, to me, your health, your wellness and fitness, it all comes into play. It's like you can't do one without the other. And it's just like once you see the big picture and see how one complements the other, then that's when things will start to change. And so I'm so glad you said that, because, at times, well, maybe I just need to sleep longer. And that's not always, it could be the case that if you're only sleeping for 4 hours or 3 hours, you might need to sleep more. But then it's still other deciding factors too. So I'm so glad that you shared that with us.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. Once again, thank you for staying with Rescue the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world, the doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
Thank you for staying with my special guest, Daryl Green. I really appreciate all your time and your patience, and I would love for you to give us how we can contact you and support you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate you for just having me on. If you're looking to reach out to me, you can give me a call at 314-665-5881. That's our business line. You can visit us on Instagram at Grindhard City Fitness LLC. You can follow us on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is CoachGreen21. You can also visit my wellness store, thegrindhardwellnessstore.com, and you can find my ebooks. You can find my bio, my background. You can even sign up for some of my virtual training or my online programs. And you can definitely stay tuned with us because we've got some major things coming up and got some things in the works.
Great. Thank you so much. And if you would like to learn more about me, you can go to donata10k.com, and that's D-O-N-A-T-A, the number 10k.com. That's where you will find my website, all my podcast episodes, services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms and so much more. Once again, donata10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.